Welcome to From Willingness to Wellness, a faith-infused podcast for the willing heart, mind, soul, and body. I am Debbie Robertson, Debbie with an I, also referred to as Coach Debbie. With a focus on health gained by weight loss, I desire to inspire and influence you to live a happier, healthier, more fulfilled life. Now on to today's chat. Welcome back to From Willingness to Wellness. I am Debbie Robertson, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. I want to share something based off a question I received recently, and I wanted to address this because I have a feeling that this person who asked this question is not alone. I know that she's not alone because I've asked the same question of myself, but I have an answer I believe will help and benefit anyone who has this particular question. The name of this episode is called A Mighty Strong Force, and I'm going to explain that at the very end, but the question that came up to me was this: how do you feel good about yourself when you don't feel good about yourself? Let me ask it again. How do you feel good about yourself when you don't feel good about yourself? We've all been there. We all have those days where we just don't feel good about ourselves. Maybe it's a day, maybe it's a month, a year, a season of life. Maybe you've always asked that question, how can I feel good about myself when I don't feel good about myself? I know for me personally, I go through that even now. There are days where I don't feel good about the way I look. And even though I've lost weight, I've lost all that weight, and I'm in the best health condition I've been really all my life, there are days I just don't like the way I look in the mirror. I don't like what I see, and that can be discouraging. So this is a genuine question that I want to address, and I'm going to address it the way that I approach it and the way I personally answer that for myself. The first thing is we have to find out, what does God say about me? Now, I know that may sound cliche. If you are in the process of losing weight and gaining health, or you know that you need to, and you don't feel good about the way you look or feel good about yourself because of excess weight or maybe health issues, it may feel a little cliche for me to ask, what does God say about you? But I'm just being real here, people. This is the truth. We have to go to the Word. We have to look and see, what does God say about me? Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. There's now no condemnation for you if you are in Christ Jesus. You cannot condemn yourself. I cannot condemn myself. I do need to make sure that I am walking in the Spirit at all times, but there's no condemnation. I like the way the Message translation puts that. I didn't put it down here, so I don't have it verbatim, but look it up. Again, it's Romans 8:1. The Message translation in a nutshell says, we're no longer living under a dark cloud. There's a new power that is in operation in us. And we have to keep our focus on that. 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, do you not know that you are the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwells in you? With that said, we are the temple of God. The Spirit of God dwells within us. We have to keep our focus on the Word. 1 Corinthians 10:31 tells us, therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. So if we keep our focus on the Word, we find out what God says about us, what He wants for us. If we are doing whatever we do it for the glory of God with Him in mind, then that's the first step to making sure that we are going to feel better about ourselves. Because if we're focusing on what God says and doing what God says, then we are making progress. The second thing I'm going to say is it's important to know your whys, your weight loss whys. If you do not know what I'm talking about and this podcast is new to you, I'm going to encourage you to go back and listen to episodes 11, 12, and 19. I talk about weight loss whys and what the importance is for having those for yourself. You have to know why you are working to lose weight or why you need to work to lose weight and gain health. When you keep your why, your purposes, your visions in front of you, that helps you to move forward to make changes. And as you're making changes, you're going to feel better about yourself, which is number three, take action for a change. Any progress that you are making, even if it's slow, it is still progress. Again, keeping that why, the reason, the purpose, the vision in front of you helps you to take action. And any action that you are taking towards losing weight and gaining health is progress. And the more action you take, the more progress you're going to see and the better you're going to feel about yourself. You have to keep yourself encouraged that you are making changes and that you are doing something that's going to result in feeling really good about yourself in the long run. So how do you feel better about yourself, or how do you feel good about yourself when you don't feel good about yourself? Find out what God's Word says. Find out what your whys are, your personal weight loss whys, your vision, what those things are, and keep them in front of you, and then take action towards them, action for change. And the last one, number four, is to be determined. You have to be strong-willed when it comes to making changes for a lifestyle that's going to make you feel better about yourself. You know, I'm not going to lie to you. People will say, oh, but you are who you are, no matter what size or what shape or what health condition you're in. You are a beautiful person, and you are. Don't hear me wrong. You are. But I know exactly where that question comes from when you emotionally do not feel good about yourself. No one can tell you how beautiful you are, and it's going to make you feel better about yourself. It has to come from within. From within yourself, from within the Spirit of God, and making changes that lead to progress. So you have to be strong-willed. You have to be determined, which is what is going to come down to explaining the title of this episode. There is a quote, if you want to say it, a phrase that the Lord gave me personally many years ago, and it's one I hold tight to because it's so true, and that is this: the will is a mighty strong force. It will either make you or break you. And no one can make you break yours but you. When you have a strong will, when you are determined, it is a mighty strong force. And that strong will either make you or break you. But no one on the outside can make you break your own will. No one can force you to the point of breaking your will. Only you can determine if you're going to make or break that will. So again, I say, the will is a mighty strong force. Be determined, be strong, and know that you can do anything if you are willing. Thank you for listening to today's message. My hope is that you will take what you've heard and apply it to your own life. It begins with the willingness to take action towards positive change and transformation. But I'm here to tell you, you can do anything if you are willing. Be sure to subscribe and listen to From Willingness to Wellness for future inspiring as well as practical messages. For more information and to receive your free gift from me by subscribing to my newsletter, visit my website at forthewilling.com. That's the number 4, thewilling.com.